Today we begin lesson 6 in the book of Rus, chapter 1. We're going to learn two psukim, Yud Dalet and Tesvav, 14 and 15. So after Orpah has three times told Rus and Naomi to go back, so how do they react in Yud Dalet? Vatisena kolan. Here the word vatisena is missing an aleph. Even though a few psukim before, it also said vatisena kolan. Over there it means, and they raised their voice. The missing aleph suggests it's a different root form from the word tush, which means to be weakened. So their voices were weakened. Why? Because they were walking and they were going, and they were crying for a long time. Vatifkena od, and they cried more. So from all the crying and the walking together, they were crying in a weakened state. Vatishak Orpah lechamosa, and Orpah kisses her mother-in-law, and that's a kiss of separation. On the other hand, and Orpah's gone. Verus dafkaba, and Rus clung to her. Rus stayed with her. Now, the Medrash tells us that Orpah had walked an extra 4 kilometers after Naomi initially didn't want them to go anymore. And after the next time, she walked another 40 steps. The Medrash says she shed 4 tears. This is not the first time it said she cried. She cried before as well. And therefore, she would be rewarded. She would be rewarded for the 4s, either for the 4 kilometers or for the 4 tears. She would give birth to 4 giants. That would come out of Moab, great warriors. One of them indeed was Goliath. For the fact that she took 40 steps, the Medrash says, Goliath, when he had that fateful battle with David, so for 40 days beforehand, he blasphemed God. And as it were, God rewarded him that he got to live an extra 40 days. So, although her children were wicked, but she was still rewarded that she had 4 great, gigantic children, and that Goliath, who would die, would live an extra 40 days for the 40 steps that she took. We are also told that that Orpah left that day. She came back to Moab that night, and the Medrash says she returned, she acted with tremendous debauchery, and she was intimate with 100 men. Even beyond the abnormal, immoral standards of Moab. So we see an incredible lesson that one can be so close to becoming Jewish, so close to seeing the truth, and make great efforts, and at the last moment to turn back, and instantly the person can go from the highest potential levels to the lowest levels. And that's indeed what happened with Orpah. Remember, Oref, the neck, she turned her back and turned the other way and went all the way down. However, now that Naomi sees that Orpah has left, so she tries to persuade Ruth to leave. In a pasuk tesva vatomer, and she said, and Naomi said, Hine, look, Shava Yevimtech, Shava has returned, Yevimtech, your sister-in-law has returned, El Amah, to her nation, Vel Eloheha, and to her gods. Now, why does we have to say twice to her nation, to her God? So the answer is simply that by going back to her people, she effectively was returning to her paganism and her gods and her immorality. And therefore, Naomi figured that Rus was feeling the same way. So Shuvi, return acharei, after Yevimtech, your sister-in-law, and you will probably do the same thing. So it's her final attempt, as it were, to have Ruth not go back with her. Let's take a look at the questions. Question number 1, why is the word vatisena missing an aleph? To show us that it's not like the regular word vatisena, which means, and they raised their voices in crying, but rather from the root tush, which means weakened, as it also says, od. They continued, they were crying and walking, and that weakened them. 2, how did Orpah respond to Naomi's words of dissuasion? Orpah hugged her, turned around, and left. 3, How does Ruth respond to Naomi's words of dissuasion? Ruth clings to her. For what reward did Orpah receive for accompanying Naomi as far as she did? For walking the extra 4 kilometers and taking the extra 40 steps? We are told that she would, first of all, have giant children. And especially Goliath would live an extra 40 days when he cursed the Jews for 40 days before his battle with David. 5. What reward did Orpah receive for her crying again the 4 tears to having 4 mighty sons? 6. What did Orpah do the same night she returned to Moab? She acted with such debauchery that she even slept with 100 men. 7. What does Naomi tell Ruth after Orpah leaves? She says, return after your sister-in-law. I see your sister-in-law has returned to her people and her gods. You return as well. 8. What is the significance of saying that Orpah returned to both her people and to her gods? So the Navi is teaching us that by going back to her people, she was effectively returning to her gods, her paganism, and her immorality. Please, over this Shabbos, we've learned the first 15 psukim of chapter 1. Please review it a few times. Familiarize yourself. Go over the questions. Get a solid understanding. And then we'll move on to the next perek next Sunday. Have a great Shabbos.